Hey, thanks for listening to the Marlins Rewind. Let's make today's Fish Family bonus code True Blue. As the LA Dodgers are in town, Miami has had the number of that LA team this season. 5 wins, no losses to this point. Last night, Jose Fernandez took his turn. The Friday Rewind, here's Geff.
And suddenly the Marlins are streaking in the right direction. After dropping 5 straight and 10 of 11, they've now won back-to-back games after they beat the Dodgers 4-1 tonight. Good way to start the weekend here at Marlins Park. Marlins improved to 5-0 in the season against the National League West Division leaders, the Dodgers. The story coming in tonight certainly was on the mound, where Jose Fernandez started for the Marlins in search of win number 14. Clayton Kershaw returned to the mound for the Dodgers. He'd had a herniated disc. He'd missed 62 games. His last start was June 26th. Marlins beat him in April in Los Angeles, one of only 2 games he's lost this year. And after Jose worked around a 2-out walk and a hit in the first inning, Marlins got to Kershaw in their half of the first with 1 out, nobody on for JT Realmuto.
Goes to work, pivots, first base edge, and a drive to left. It is deep. It's going to be up, up and away, and a home run for JT Realmuto. 1-0 Marlins. Second batter of the game against Clayton Kershaw, and he has surrendered his 7th home run of this season. 1-0 Marlins.
So a good start for Miami. In the top of the second, Jose again allowed a hit and a walk. First 2 men reached against him. Josh Reddick a single, Jock Peterson a walk. But from that point on, only one more Dodger would reach against Jose. He came back to strike out Andrew Tolles. He got the pitcher Kershaw on a sack bunt, and Chase Utley to ground out, ending that top of the second, keeping it a 1-0 game. Marlins added on in the bottom of the second, a 1-out double from Jeff Francoeur. He was in scoring position for Chris Johnson.
Here's the pitch to Johnson, and he lines a ball to center field. A great effort by Utley to try to get it. Rounding third is Francoeur, and he'll score, and the Marlins have a 2-0 lead.
And that's when Jose really took flight in this ballgame. He struck out the side in the third inning, getting Seager, Turner, and Gonzalez, the 2-3-4 men for the Dodgers. 3 more strikeouts with a double mixed in the Dodgers' 4th inning. So Jose was at 8 Ks through 4. He chucked up strikeout number 9 to begin the 5th inning. Chase Utley caught looking after Corey Seager lined left. He struck out his 10th batter in the game. He got Justin Turner to end the 5th. And at that point, Jose had struck out 10 of the 15 men he'd retired in the game, and 8 of his previous 9 outs had come by way of the K. It remained a 2-0 game. Kershaw was done after 3 in this game. He threw 66 pitches, 46 strikes. Again, he only had the 1 rehab start, 35 pitches at Single A Rancho Cucamonga last weekend. Kershaw, 3 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 5, allowed the Realmuto home run in the first inning. 66 pitches, 46 strikes for Kershaw. After Lewis Coleman pitched a 1-2-3 fourth inning, the parade of Dodgers relievers began in the 5th. Bud Norris began the inning getting Jose to ground to short, but then D. Gordon, infield single, JT Realmuto walked after Martin Prado hit a fly ball to center for the second out. They brought the lefty J.P. Howell on to face Christian Yelich. Howell threw to first base, trying to pick off JT Realmuto, and on the throw to first base, D. Gordon broke for third. He stole the bag. So the Marlins had men at the corners with 2 outs. The new pitcher, Howell, facing Yelich.
Here's the ball bunted, third base side. It is a squeeze play. The throw to first, not in time. It's a bunt single for Yelich, and a run batted in, and the Marlins lead 3-0. How about that?
Yelich taking advantage of Justin Turner being deep and well off the line, able to bring that run home after Gordon had stolen his 17th base of the season. So the Marlins were up 3-0. That would be it at that point for Howell, who couldn't get the lefty out. They brought Josh Fields, a right-hander, in. He walked Marcell Ozuna. That loaded the bases for pinch hitter Ichiro.
Here's the pitch, and that ran inside. Did it hit him? It did. That pitch hit Ichiro. That forces in a run, and the Marlins have a 4-0 lead.
It also, on the carom, hit home plate umpire Brian Knight. Got him kind of on the neck, somewhere between the shoulder and the chin, it looked like. Got up under his throat guard, and Brian Knight left the ballgame. He finished the game with only 3 umpires. Hopefully Brian Knight's okay, as he left this ballgame in the 5th inning. The Dodgers went deeper into their bullpen. Fields left. Luis Avilan came on. He was able to strike out pinch hitter Giancarlo Stanton and the 5th inning. But it was 4-0, and that was plenty for Jose. He pitched a 1-2-3 6th inning. picked up his 11th strikeout when he got Yasmani Grandal for the second out. Then in the seventh, with his pitch count climbing near 100, he struck out Jock Peterson, his 12th. That was out number one. Then he struck out Andrew Tolles for out number two. Two outs, nobody on. Jose facing pinch hitter Yasiel Puig. The 1-2. Puig swings and misses. 14 strikeouts. Jose has matched his career high in seven dominant innings tonight against the Dodgers. He's got a three-hit shutout as we reach the seventh inning stretch. Jose's final pitch of the night. Chalked up his 14th punch out. Jose, seven innings of three-hit shutout ball. He walked three, struck out 14. A terrific performance by the Marlins right-hander in this ballgame. And that 14th strikeout matching Jose's career high. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. You can learn more at allmysons.com. So Jose exited with a 4-0 lead. Kyle Bearclaw came on, pitched a scoreless eighth inning. Fernando Rodney looking to preserve the shutout. No saving it for Rodney. Began the ninth with a 4-run lead. First man he faced was Yasmani Grandal.
The pitch. There's a high drive. This is deep right center. Yelich goes back, takes a look, and it's gone. There goes the shutout bid. Home run number 25 for Yasmani Grandal, and Rodney's struggles in the ninth inning continue.
Marlins pitchers had worked 21 consecutive scoreless innings before the Grandal home run off of Rodney. Grandal extending his career high with his 25th of the season. He'd struck out his first three times against Jose. Dodgers weren't done with Rodney. Josh Reddick singled. When Jock Peterson singled, suddenly the tying man came to the plate, and Don Mattingly had seen enough. He pulls Rodney, brings in A.J. Ramos. First man Ramos felt was Andrew Tolles, who had a drive to the warning track in left field, sent Ichiro back toward the Clevelander, but Ichiro was able to run it down for the first out on the play. Josh Reddick took third. First and third, one out in the ninth. Dodgers trailing 4-1. Pinch hitter Carlos Ruiz, the former Philly, struck out for the second out. That left the Marlins one out away from victory, with A.J. Ramos facing another former Philly, Chase Utley.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. A.J. struck Utley out to end the ball game, and the Dodgers win here in the ninth. The Marlins win 4-1.
For the Marlins, four runs, eight hits, no errors, seven men left on base. For the Dodgers tonight, one run, seven hits, no errors. They leave nine. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, improves to 14-8 on the season, lowers his ERA to 2.90. Clayton Kershaw, the loser, 11-3. A.J. Ramos, save number 33, August 19th through the 21st. They improved to 70-71 on the season. Again, a game over 500 here at home. They're 35-34 at Marlins Park. As for the Dodgers, it's the end of a five-game winning streak. They had been a season-best 19 games over 500. Not anymore. They dropped to 79-61. The Marlins joined the 2009 Phillies and the 2013 Cardinals, both teams that won the National League Championship, as just the third non-National League West team to beat Clayton Kershaw twice in a season over the course of his career. The teams in the West, they face him four, five, six times a year. The teams outside of his division only get two shots at him max each year. Marlins joined the 09 Phillies and the 2013 Cardinals as one of only three teams now to have beaten Clayton Kershaw twice in a single season from outside of the National League West.
Jose really worked magically last night. At no point did he throw more than 20 pitches in any inning. And he talked about his matchup against one of baseball's best left-handers, Clayton Kershaw.
We don't know that name, obviously. We don't know who Kershaw is. We don't know how good he is. You know, in games like this, you know, you just want to go out there and compete and give everything that you have, not only because you're facing one of the best pitchers in baseball, one of the best lineups in baseball, but because, you know, your team believes in you and you know, they expect you to do your job the right way.
Tonight we'll do it again at 7:10 under the roof at Marlins Park. It's Al Leiter Bobblehead Day. The first 10,000 fans through the gate get their very own Al Leiter Bobblehead. Lock down your tickets at Marlins.com. On your way to the ballpark, listen to Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck at 6:40. You can also catch tonight's radio broadcast on 610 WIOD in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Again, this Saturday night, 610 a.m. on your radio dial. Also go to MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app, and listen along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.